What we found was more high-quality early education and care can improve the outcomes of children from low-income families before they reach kindergarten. And this is particularly true if they start earlier and stay for longer in that high-quality care.
And when we stay for longer, we're talking about up to the point where they would traditionally begin a regular kindergarten regimen?
Either that or just having more years in care. So if they start young and stay for 3 years, or start at 2 and stay for 3 years, so it's just the longer they stay, the better their outcomes.
What was your sample rate? Did you look just at North Carolina or nationwide?
Our study was not done in North Carolina. It looked at EduCare schools, which are a network of schools across the country. There is not an EduCare school in North Carolina, however. You know, they're in the Midwest, from Maine down to Miami, Seattle, all across the country, but there is not a school in North Carolina.
Is it a program specifically, or is it a type of school?
It's a school model. It's a Head Start, early Head Start program that infuses additional funding to raise quality, you know, so it's, again, lowering those teacher-child ratios, making sure that all teachers have degrees. It's a school program.
All right. You mentioned that EduCare is something that's not being used in North Carolina right now as a program model. We do have, I believe, Smart Start and others more at 4. When I was in preschool, and we're talking more than 3 decades ago, almost 4, in fact, it wasn't an issue of teacher quality. I don't think that was really something that was looked at, because we were playing with blocks. We took a nap on a blanket. We got milk and cookies around lunchtime with a sandwich that maybe our parents provided for us. And then there was more playtime. It was kind of like glorified daycare. What kind of teacher quality goes into pre-K nowadays?
Well, nowadays the expectation is the preschool years are really preparing children for school, and especially children from low-income families. You know, the fact that your mother provided a sandwich for you suggests that you were in a position where that was not an issue, perhaps, but these kids might come from homes where they don't have the kind of resources that your home had. And it's really important to give them a head start, so to speak, in terms of preschool education. So, you know, it's expected that teachers are going to be able to provide children with high-quality instruction within a supportive relationship with that child.
New research from UNC's Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute is finding that early childhood education is narrowing the achievement gap with younger starts and longer stays. Dr. Noreen Yazajan is the principal investigator on the study. Dr. Yazajan, is there anything that you want to throw in here that we didn't talk about? I know that we've hit this with a broad brush stroke. Is there anything specific that is worth highlighting?
I would just say again that we found in this study that high-quality early education is really important for children, especially those from low-income families.
Once again, Dr. Noreen Yazajan from the UNC's Frank Porter Graham Child Development Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you.